In the winter of 1908, hoping to become the first person to reach the South Pole, English explorer Ernest Shackleton anchored his ship, the Nimrod, in Antarctica. The wooden hut he and his crew built at Cape Royds still stands, and this year, the World Monuments Fund has designated it one of the 100 most endangered cultural heritage sites in the world. Sir Edmund Hillary, of Mount Everest fame, is helping to lead the effort to preserve the hut. Sir Edmund himself spent time at the bottom of the world as a member of the first mechanized expedition to the South Pole. Sir Edmund Hillary joins us from the offices of the World Monuments Fund in New York. Sir Edmund, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, have you been to Mr. Shackleton's little hut at Cape Royds?
Yes, I have indeed. I've been there several times. And the first time, it was particularly interesting to me in that I opened the door and went inside. And, you know, I don't sort of have strange feelings normally, but as I went inside, I really felt that Ernest Shackleton was walking towards me with an outstretched hand. And to have this sort of sense of really seeing him in person was quite amazing.
That is extraordinary. It seems extraordinary that a little wooden building would still be standing after almost 100 years in such a very harsh environment.
Well, it does seem unusual, but quite a few of the bits of equipment outside were damaged. But inside the hut itself, it was really, I thought, very well preserved. But time is passing, and more work definitely needs to be done on the hut.
Sir Edmund, could you just remind us about this voyage, Mr. Shackleton's voyage on the Nimrod? Most of us think of the later trip when the Endurance, the ship Endurance, was stuck in the ice down there.
Well, the Nimrod expedition was an effort by Shackleton to travel to the South Pole. And he reached within 90 miles of the South Pole. They were very short of food and fuel, so he very sensibly made the decision to turn back. That was one of the great things about Ernest Shackleton. He was a heroic figure to me. He had always been my most admired person in exploration, and he knew when to turn back.
Sir Edmund Hillary joined us from the offices of the World Monuments Fund in New York City. Sir Edmund, thank you very much.
Thank you.